Now, in the decision in 62, that was based, or what was in place at that time, was the 1908 Constitution, or the
as amended by the
And the new Constitution that was being put together at that time had not yet been finished off and put before the people. It was not only had not been adopted and voted on, but there was still, I guess, some work going on to finish the document, wasn't
it? I think it was. It was submitted to the voters. I believe it was in the fall election of 62, the same election, because it...
That became an issue. Do you recall? He wound up in 1963 in the spring election, actually voting on it, and that had been...
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that set up an apportionment commission, as you remember, and it was doomed to failure because it ordained that four would be from one party, none more than four from one party and four from another. And you got four Democrats and four Republicans, and that meant automatic deadlock over an apportionment plan. And so after the many meetings, the apportionment commission adopted one four of them adopted the Hannah Brucker and four of them adopted the Austin Kleiner.
Well, now it seemed, as we talk about it, it seems so obvious that this was a surefire formula for deadlock. What did the people think that were putting this into the Constitution?
Oh, I think they really felt that there would be at least one vote possible on either side to join the others and make a five-person majority for any kind of a reasonable plan. But it did not happen that way
at all.
And I suppose that is certainly theoretically possible, but it having been so long in Michigan then, a political matter as well as a legal matter, it just wasn't too much to be expected.
Now,
my solution for it was, which I advanced in one of my opinions in 64, as purely as a dicta, was that maybe one of the things they could do in order to break the deadlock was to give the chief elections officer, to wit, the Secretary of State, the deciding vote in case of a tie, and that would equip that office with some policy content, which it does not have, because most of the content is service content, which is fine, but it would make it a more significant office because of the apportionment thing, and also I think there would be more of a contest over if they were to do that. Besides, it would be used, that vote would be used only in case of a tie, and that would be one way of resolving it. Of course, it's been solved some other way now.
But now that the... the heat came back on, so to speak, in the spring of 64, right? What was the instrumentality of that prior to the decision of Reynolds versus Sims that came along? Remember, time became a big factor in this period, but prior to the time of Reynolds versus Sims, the Supreme Court was churning with a resolution of the subject matter issue some way, either whether it was a...
It was really sort of laid to rest. I don't recall there was any big concern for the 2 years. What happens with a new constitution going into effect and there being an apportionment commission appointed according to the constitution, it having met and come out with these plans pursuant to the constitution of 1963...
that's right. It had started to function
yes,
prior to Reynolds versus.
Yes, it had.